Right now, it's 15 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time is 8:50. Good morning. Time now for the pre-opening market report on WILL with our agricultural programming director, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Monday morning, everyone. The National Oilseed Processors Association today says that soybean crush was 159.899 million bushels for December. That's 2.591 million bushels higher than the previous month and up almost 14.5 million bushels from December of 2011. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sale of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2012-13 marketing year. The 2012-13 marketing year for soybeans began on September 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,489. It's up 1.5 points. The NASDAQ 3119 is down 6. The S&P 500, 1470, down 1.5 points.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Here's World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Renner.
Some beneficial moisture has occurred across a part of the Midwest in the last 24 hours, and we're going to see another wave of energy move through the region near this weekend to expand upon what has already occurred. Rainfall in the last 24 hours has been greatest in the extreme southeastern and east central portions of Illinois and neighboring areas of southern and western Indiana into a part of Michigan. Amounts have run anywhere from 3/10 to 1 inch, with some 1 to 2 inch amounts suggested in the Doppler radar imagery in some parts of southern part of the region there in southwestern Indiana and along the Illinois border. Another pocket of better rainfall running from 1/2 inch to 1 inch may be occurring from the interior portions of western Illinois into the north central parts of the state. All this precipitation was certainly welcome. We've heard reports that the Mississippi is rising from St. Louis down towards the confluence with the Ohio rivers, and we will likely see that continue with yet another round of precipitation and some additional melting snow that will work its way through the river systems as we go through these next few days. Now, colder air will be settling into the middle of the country as we move through the weekend and into next week, and as that cold air reaches into parts of the Mississippi and Missouri river systems, we'll see those rivers ice up again, and we'll likely see the river flow reduced again. Now, additional rain is likely to occur this weekend across the eastern Midwest and the Delta. In fact, some additional rain totals could easily run 1 to 2.5 inches across some of this region, and that's additional moisture that the ground cannot absorb, and runoff will likely be widespread. So we'll likely see the potential for a little bit of standing water, maybe some minor flooding in general likely to occur in a few locations. This is the last in the series of wet weather biased systems that have been plaguing parts of the eastern Midwest for a little while. We'll take a break, maybe a week to 10 days worth, and then set the stage for maybe some more storminess a little bit later in the month. The precipitation will also work its way southeastward into portions of the southeastern United States. Now, this cold air that I mentioned coming into the plains will be rather impressive. We need to watch it a little bit more closely, because there's not much snow on the ground now in western portions of Kansas, eastern Colorado, and Nebraska. These areas will likely see temperatures near or slightly below 0 degrees Fahrenheit as we finish out the weekend and go into early next week. Temperatures will normally be close enough for potential damage, but these crops are fairly well hardened, and I don't think they're going to be subjected to any serious bout of cold or that would be damaging for the region, even if they are snow-free and we get down close to zero. I think the temperatures are going to have to go much further lower for a longer period of time before there would be any serious damage, but it still warrants a close watch. Now, the rest of the Midwest will likely see cooling as well, but we're not going to get quite that cold. You might be aware, though, that the northwestern Corn Belt and eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will see temperature extremes dropping into the negative teens and negative 20s as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. sub-zero readings will occur across parts of Iowa and Nebraska as well, but we're not expecting that in the eastern part of the Midwest. Instead, the unusually warm weather that we've been seeing will turn a bit cooler. Temperatures will fall below average later next week, but we won't be nearly as cold in the eastern Midwest as we will be in the west. And the specifics on those temperatures over these next couple of days will go like this. We'll expect to see unusually warm weather continuing in the eastern Midwest here over this next day or two, with progressive cooling from west to east as we move forward through the heart of the weekend. Afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will likely be in the 40s and 50s, with some 60-degree readings from Kansas into the Ohio River Valley. We'll expect the warmest weather to become more confined to the region from the Ohio River Valley into the state of Ohio as we go through the day of Saturday, with, again, 50s and 60s and a couple of extremes coming close to 70 degrees. But in contrast to that, temperatures on Saturday and Sunday afternoons in the northwestern Corn Belt may be limited to the teens and 20s in quite a few areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading in the electronic trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 822, up 15. July, 837 and a quarter, up 12 and a half. March wheat in Chicago, 769 and a half, up 14 and three quarters. July, 779 and a half, up 12 and a half. March corn, 722, up 13 and a quarter. July, 707 and three quarters, up 9. December, 577 and a half, up a half. January soybeans, which go off the board today, are 14.44 and a half, up 19 and three quarters. March, 13.97 and a half, up 24 and a quarter. July, 13.77, up 19 and a half. November, 12.77, up 10 and three quarters. March soybean meal, 409.80, now 410, up 570. January soybean oil, 49.43, up 55. And March at 49.89, up 65. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you much, sir. As I mentioned, January beans off the board today. Is March going to capture any of that premium where January goes off, or they're at, what, 14.44 and a half right now?
Yeah, I think we've seen some sort, you know, a little bit of an interesting January-March spread here as we've been into the delivery period. Of course, basis continues to be somewhat firm as the river system continues to have that window opened up for them here. You know, at one point we were talking about shutting that part of the river below St. Louis down in the middle of December, and now here we are a month later and been able to continue to see barges being loaded. So I think that continues to offer some support. It will be interesting to see what happens when the Jan does go off here at noon today and see if the March wants to pick up some of that leadership. But, you know, domestic demand crush numbers out this morning, another solid number here this morning. Export demand continues to be somewhat solid, sold another couple cargoes of soybeans to China here this morning. So continues to offer some support to that nearby month, Dave.
So are we seeing new longs enter the marketplace or short covering?
I think we're seeing some new interest. I think one of the interesting aspects of the crop report being released at 11 o'clock on Friday was that some of the eastern parts of the world had already started their weekend. So I think we're starting to see some interest from other parts of the world kind of get back in here, see the numbers, decipher those, and offer some additional support here this morning. Corn and wheat still getting some support from those friendly ending stocks numbers that we saw on Friday, and now beans with the demand numbers offering some support here this morning, and the fact that, you know, Argentina is kind of turning a little bit on the dry side also offering support. The 50-day moving average here on March corn at that 725 and three quarters offering a little resistance so far here this morning, so it'll be interesting to see if we can trade through that here at some point today, Dave.
In the weeks ahead, are we going to see wheat as a leader to the upside?
Well, I think the weather is going to take over some more leadership here as we move forward now that we got the report out of the way. Obviously, no secret that the Western Corn Belt is extremely dry, so I think that could offer a little support here as we move forward and kind of watch this spring weather pattern develop here as the wheat gets a little closer to coming out of dormancy. Obviously, some very cold temperatures over the weekend out in the west. Doesn't sound like a lot of damage involved, but obviously something to watch here as we move forward, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aaron Curtis of Midco in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick, March corn, 723.5, up 14.75. July, 709, up 10.25. December, 578, up 1. January beans, 1450, up 25.25. March, 14, now 13, now 14, now 13.99, now 14, up 26.75. Just going back and forth. July at 13.79.5, up 22. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.